This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is BFM 89.9, 7:36 in the morning. We're about half an hour away from a live grill, Shauning.
All our grills are live, Trump.
Yes, correct. Exactly. That's what I was about to say. With who exactly?
We are having Syed Sadiq Syed Abdul Rahman, Member of Parliament for Moi, on the Breakfast Grill. And what is going to be interesting about this is, I think we all know he started a new youth platforms /party. I'm going to find out exactly what. And whether this is going to be the great disruptor. And will, as usual, or unfortunately, does traditional power structures, will that actually be extinguished by this youth movement, or will it be the other way around?
Okay, something to definitely tune in for. But in the meantime, stateside and mega-cap tech side, on Tuesday, Apple unveiled a series of subscription bundles, which is a long-awaited move that Wall Street hopes will spur more growth in the services revenue. There's going to be an Apple One subscription, which combines Apple Music, Apple TV and iCloud storage at a cheaper price than if you were to buy each service individually.
Yeah, so the bundles start at $14.95 a month for a starting tier and can range up to almost $29.95 for a premium tier. Now, other announcements included new Apple Watches and an upgraded iPad Air, but the much-anticipated new 5G phones weren't announced.
So to break this down even further, we've got on the line with us Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Securities. Danny, thanks for talking to us. Now, lots of stuff from Apple in terms of services, watches, iPads, but what do you think was the most important announcement that Apple made on Tuesday?
Look, I think the most important announcement was probably the services bundle. Because if you look at it, services, $60 billion annual revenue stream going to next year, the bundle is a further monetization of that. I think that could add 7-8% to services revenue, you know, as we go into the next year. And I think that's key, along with just an upgrade cycle that you're seeing on the Apple Watch. I mean, today, 10% of iPhone users have an Apple Watch. We think that goes to 25% in the next 3 years.
And staying on the services, right, but does this Apple One announcement put Amazon and Apple on a collision course?
Yeah, it's a great question. I would say that it puts them on the path where they're going toward more of an Amazon Prime-like strategy. Because for Apple, it's about monetization of their install base. You know, if you look back, let's say even Nokia, BlackBerry, RIM, you know, really where their business models fell apart, they had massive install bases, but there was no monetization in terms of services, other accessories, obviously AirPods, watch being one of them. So for Apple, it's all about services. And I think that bundled, heading down that Amazon Prime-like model is something we're going to see.
Now, Daniel, in terms of the global smartwatch market with Apple Watches, what do you think is going to be the contribution to Apple's bottom line in the long term?
Yeah, I mean, so today, call it about 10% of iPhone users have, we think, goes to about 25%. I mean, I view it incrementally along with AirPods. That's going to be about a $35 to $40 billion annual revenue stream, with AirPods being basically about a $30 billion revenue stream. And that's why you look at accessories, the watch and the AirPods. Those are just some of the key ingredients in what's really been some of the innovation coming out of Cupertino over the last few years that have helped fuel a company that's now over $2 trillion.
And, you know, I look at your target price for Apple, it's $150. You're no longer the only one on the street. I think JP Morgan has the same target price. But how much? What kind of valuations are you looking at, or what kind of sales or growth are you looking at to justify this kind of target price? And how much of that is going to really be driven by the new iPhone 5G?
Look, I think iPhone 12, in my opinion, it's really a once-in-a-decade-like upgrade cycle in terms of going into this 5G, what's really a super cycle. And it's a super cycle not just because of 5G, but because 350 million of 950 million iPhones worldwide are in a window of an upgrade opportunity. And in terms of the valuation, I believe you have to sum of the parts. You got to look at the services business, which we believe is worth $9 to $950 billion. And then, of course, the core hardware, iconic iPhone business, which we believe is worth $1.5 trillion. And I think 2 to 3 years from now, we're looking at a $3 trillion market cap.
Switching to Oracle and ByteDance. Now, we've seen that Oracle will be the partner for ByteDance's US TikTok operations. What do you see as the potential synergies between Oracle and TikTok? Are they going to be the right partners?
Well, they're the only partners. I mean, that's part of it. It's like they're on the dance floor. ByteDance is looking around. There's only one left. To Oracle. Otherwise, they get shut down, right, going into November in terms of the app. And this has to get White House approval, which we believe it likely does. Look, for Oracle, it's a win strategically. They get a stake in TikTok as a crown jewel asset. Also helps them on the cloud strategy versus Microsoft and Amazon. But it really came down to Microsoft was never going to partner with TikTok. They wanted to acquire them, and they needed the algorithm. Once China government, you know, once that changed the export rules, it almost put a poison pill in where basically they couldn't be sold. Partnership's the likely option. And that's why Oracle, you know, continues to kind of be almost the savior in this political Rubik's Cube.
Okay, Daniel, thanks so much for your time. That was Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research out of Wedbush Securities. Couple of points to note in terms of the discussion we just had. iWatch, right? iWatch in 2019, they shipped 31 million units of that watch. That compares with the entire Switch watch industry's 21 million units shipped. That's the size. In fact, I think iWatch Apple is the biggest watchmaker in the world by volume. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah, but the other thing I'm looking at is actually the services revenue, because it's really becoming quite significant for Apple, and now they're giving Amazon a big fight for their money. So how much more can they grow their services revenue? Quite a fair bit. When you consider how many Apple users there are out there in the world. Of course, the downside is that Apple has no large e-commerce delivery and warehouse network like Amazon, but it has lots and lots, millions of Arden hardware customers who have already embraced some of their digital subscriptions. So Amazon, watch that space.
Okay, up next, we'll talk to political scientist Dr. Asmal Tayeb on Sabah. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.